This is Dave Gloetz. I'm here with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. How are you doing today, Ben?
Good, good, good.
It's the trifecta of goodness here with Ben Jarofsky.
I just want our listeners to know that I really enjoy your Paisley shirt. Just get that out there. You're wearing Paisley today.
And coincidentally enough, we're talking about your article titled Transparency in Action that appears in the Reader November 19th with a nice half-page photo of you and Mick Dumke espousing your journalistic acumen. And I just want to point out that this month marks the two-year anniversary of our interviews together.
Whoa.
The very first one was on November 1st, 2007. It was about your article titled, appropriately enough, Tiffs for Dummies.
Wow. Sunrise, sunset.
I hope the sun's not setting.
The more things change, as they say.
The article that we're talking about today highlights the extension of four tax increment financing districts in Chicago and how these districts were enabled by the state legislature to essentially have 50% longer life than their normal 24 years, an additional 12 years, and you take apart how that happened. It's interesting to me the way that these TIF districts were extended. You provide sort of a little civics lesson. You describe how the state legislature essentially took a bill that was intended for something else, namely expanding the Freedom of Information Act, the sort of state sunshine law, government sunshine law, and gutting it and putting in its place language that extended the life of these TIF districts without, presumably, the knowledge of the legislators who voted for it because it just had a name on it. That's an interesting little civics lesson. I just want to point out that the state legislature did, in fact, pass a new Freedom of Information Act set of legislation, which is Public Act 096-0542 that goes into effect January 1st, which will be a significant, I think, from the perspective of we journalists, the significant expansion of our FOIA.
I tremendously doubt that, but for the moment, let's just continue.
All right, that's for another day.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the architect of this little maneuver seems to be State Senator Don Harmon, who's from Oak Park.
Yes.
But the legislation enables an extension of TIF districts in Chicago. Why would Harmon, I understand you couldn't talk to him, but you know, any ideas why he would be carrying water for the Daley administration?
Let me just deal with that first. I couldn't talk to him. I tried to talk to him. I reached out to him. I called him. So I did try to get him, and for whatever reason, he chose not to get back to me until it was after my deadline. The article's already out. I don't know why he, of all people, would be carrying the mayor's water. From what I gather, he's a sharp cookie, and he understands how the process works, the legislative process and the TIF process. Maybe he's just eager to show the world how smart he is. I really don't know why he, of all people, I would think it would be more appropriate that a senator from the Southside communities that would benefit from this program would sponsor it. For instance, in the House, after the bill passed the Senate, it went to the House, and it was sponsored by a man named Marlo Colvin, who's a representative from the Southside. He also did not call me back until after my story had run. But I did actually talk to him. We had a good conversation. And he said he was willing to carry the water in this bill, despite all his misgivings about the TIFs.
He said, but why?
Because he felt that these particular projects were worthy. In other words, getting back to the first point you raised, that even though the TIF process is flawed, and he acknowledged that the TIF process is very flawed, he believed that these four projects were worthy of TIF funding, which leads to me to one of my favorite TIF themes, and that is how you sort of have to make a deal with the devil on any TIF deal. We've talked about this before, where if you want funding for a project that you believe is really needed and necessary, and I'm talking about you being an alderman, a legislator, a community activist, a businessman. If there's a project that you think really merits funding, and the only way to get it is to take the TIF dollars, then you have to take the TIF dollars. But by taking those TIF dollars, you essentially sign off on all the other horrendous expenditures in this program, and you sort of look the other way, which is generally how people in Chicago operate.
Let's end on a subject that your article ends on about the new TIF-o-meter.
Oh, yes.
That
yes.
Cook County Clerk David Orr has implemented on the county clerk's website. This essentially, as your article says, allows anybody to enter a piece of property on the website, and it will tell you, if the property is in a tax increment financing district, will tell you what portion of the taxes paid on that property are going to the TIF district,
yeah.
Which is something that the tax bills don't do, and they should. So it occurs to me that if the county clerk is able to do this calculation, and the Cook County Board of Commissioners refuses to enact legislation that forces the county to report this information on property tax bills, Why can't simply the county clerk give the information to the agency that prints the bills, namely the treasurer's office, and they put it on the bills?
Well, that is a great question. One I've been asking the county clerk and the county treasurer for years. This goes back to 2004. I've been hammering at this baby for a long time. They have an explanation, which frankly, I not only don't understand, but I couldn't even begin to, because I don't understand, relate it to you and our listeners. So I would say to everybody, just give them a call and ask them. But I don't mean to sound like I'm bashing Clerk David Orr, because the tone of the little piece that I wrote is give him credit. He's probably done more than any other elected official in the last few years to bring attention to the TIF scam.
Former mayor of Chicago.
What was it? Was it for 2 days?
Two or three days after Held Washington died.
I'm always urging him to run again.
Well, on that note, I'll wish you a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
Ben Jarowski, the Chicago Reader. Thanks for joining me today. This is Dave Glatz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.